Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It's hour three. It is the 15th of July, 2023. This not only is time blowing by, but this is our third hour, and man, it has gone by quite fast. This last 2 hours, go back to RadioLawTalk.com if you want to see the past episodes or what we talked about the last 2 hours, which were very interesting. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, or Denise?
855-529-7234.
Yep, remember, we're seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Only time you can really use this is to when your in-laws are over. Just you can use Radio Law Talk around the dinner table to, you know, say, no, that's not the case. This is what Radio Law Talk says. But we've got a lot of interesting things other than a case or no case that we're going to do at the very beginning, which, I've been stumped on the first two. Cal has made up the first two. They weren't even real cases. He made them up. We'll see if he makes up the third one. We're going to talk about Corey Richens' case in Utah. I'm going to bring up a few interesting things about that first. We're going to talk about Murdoch, the latest on that. Blue or gold dress? That's the question. That went viral on TikTok. We're going to talk about why that matters and why Radio Law Talk cares about that. Talk about Zeke Elliott, what's going on there. We got some divorces of some baseball stars, and we've got a lot more litigation, you know, about a Hollywood law firm that's kind of famous, or dropping the names of lawyers that used to be well known and on the I'm going to say the billboard of the law firm's name. But you know what? Times move on. It's interesting. I've got a perspective on that as to why they've taken the main lawyer's name down, the most famous lawyer's name down off the firm. And I've got a perspective to say why. And then we're going to do, again, a case or no case, Cal. So, and then this hour three, remember, we do quick takes. Quick takes is, look, the average amount of time you're going to remember is about 6-7 minutes of what we've talked about. So we're going to throw out a quick take that Denise and Todd and I are going to throw out just so you can remember it this week. And that will be your, after all this 3 hours of listening, you're going to remember those quick takes. But let's go on and do some case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. Jimmy Ellis lived down there in Alabama, was a fan of Toyota cars. He said they're reliable and giving me good service. I purchased my last 6 vehicles from the same dealer. That dealer also sponsored his dirt track racing car. So all was well until he got his brand new Yaris. Mr. Ellis drove the car home and then for about 3,000 miles, and the engine went tick, tick, boom, boom, and stopped running. A panic call to the towing company got the car to the off the roadway and to the dealer. The dealer said, Mr. Ellis, you did not purchase the extended warranty, I noticed, did you? And he went, well, no. And he said, well, your repair is going to cost about the same as your car did. It needs a brand new engine, and it's not covered. He said, well, yes, it is. So he got Toyota involved and a bunch of other people, and the dealer said, you don't understand. Mr. Ellis is a stock car race driver. And it's our contention, he abused this car, which is why the engine failed. Which is why I asked you, Todd Kunin, case or no case?
So he says he had a warranty, and they're saying, yeah, normally we'd have the warranty to cover it, but you drove it.
It's our contention that you beat this car to death in its very early life and killed the timing chain, which caused the engine failure.
All right. You know, this is a... This is interesting because I think that ultimately that would be a jury issue, although I would be curious to know if there is anything in the warranty, in the warranty language that said, by the way, the manner in which you drive the car could somehow negate the warranty, and whether or not they could just profile him and say, because you're a stock car driver, we're going to assume that you're driving on the streets in this car in a similar manner, which I think would be a stretch. And because of all that, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, I think Cal got one of those calls that asked him the status of his car's warranty.
One of those calls.
You know, what's the status of your car's warranty? We wanted to update it. Our records show blah, blah, blah. And then he got to thinking about creative ways that could be invalidated. And because of that, I'm going with the no case option.
Whenever I get that call, I always ask them, which car are we talking about? Oh, you tell me, sir. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Okay, Denise, what do you think about
this? Okay, you said it was a new car, right?
Brand new car, yeah.
And what was the car?
Toyota Yaris.
Yaris.
A basic small four-cylinder entry-level car.
That means fairly recent, because those are not old cars.
Yes, it is recent, yeah.
And Toyota, I happen to know, gives full coverage, bumper-to-bumper, 10-year warranty. I'm going to say that it's not a case either. And you know why? There's an additional reason, but I'm not going to tell you right now. I'll tell you after Fred answers.
I just thought of an additional reason, too, once I heard the make of the car.
What's that, Todd? Do you want to wait for Fred?
Okay, I'm going to wait for Fred.
Mine's quick. The answer is this is not a case. I mean, Cal made all three of them up this time. He went, all three are made up. I missed on the first two. I'm not missing on the third one. Too bad Denise and Todd are agreeing with me, so I'm not going to gain any points. But this is not a case. He's making everything up this week. Everything.
I thought he was going for three.
We did get some sound from the cockpit when the engine failed, too. Right there. That's what it sounded like.
I just can't imagine any stock car driver in his right mind driving a Yaris.
Well, but, yeah.
I'm sorry, that just doesn't work for me.
Well, maybe he got it for his kids. I don't know, but you're all right about this. This is complete whole cloth made up. No case. Congratulations to all of you.
Yeah, doggone it. And I should have known it was a three-series fake case.
And that is case or no case. Back to the show.
Oh, man, that was a good one, Cal, because that was terrible, actually. That one was terrible because it was obvious by round three. It's like, okay, he's made them all up. And just, you know what you got to do, Cal? Just throw one real one in there and make two up.
Well, you know, I literally, flip coins to see if it's going to be a fake or real case. And so this kind of it all came up no. So that's
I know. So Corey Richens, let me tell you about a place in Heber Valley, Utah. Beautiful place. And this is why this Corey Richens case has really taken off. And we've talked about it before. I'm going to give you a very brief overview. And this is why this is more interesting than anything. There's two things. Number one, Heber Valley. I just looked up this past week the news in Heber Valley. There are two major issues going on in Heber Valley right now. One, there's some grievances about the smell of some of the sewer pipes. Two, there's a moose that had triplets. That's the major news in the Heber Valley. I mean, that's typical Heber Valley.
It's beautiful.
It's just nothing. It's a great place to live.
But, Fred, those are clearly gateway issues to homicide of a spouse.
That's exactly right.
Come on. It's a slippery slope.
And they live in a place, and Corey Richens lives in a place called Camas. Apparently, Camas is near the Heber Valley. I've even driven through Camas. It is a dinky, small little Utah town. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the family, and then we're going to get into why it's this week's really important, what's going to happen in this case. You've got to follow this case. We're going to follow it for you, but follow it this week. We'll be back, and I'll follow up with what you want to know about what's coming up.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations coast to coast, and we thank them, over 100 affiliates, border to border and coast to coast. And we will be back with more Radio Law Talk there and also on RadioLawTalk.com when the show continues after our first break of this hour.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
Are you struggling with a high cost of...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the best show ever.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com. .com.
So back to Corey Richens. Her and her husband, had a successful landscaping company. She has a real estate. I don't know if it's very big. She does some real estate. Three cute little kids. One thing I learned, I didn't know that her husband had been divorced prior to Corey Richens marrying him. But they have three cute little kids. And all along, there's definitely, she argues that he was having an affair and they were going to get a divorce, and she noted down in this email to the investigators when before she was charged that, look, I just want to get on with this with my life, with my children. And she wrote a book that basically talks about, you know, children getting along without the death, with the death of a loved one, especially a father, and what it's like. And the book kind of went viral and did well. And that's what makes this thing so interesting, is it's small town. And she's this author in this book about the basically the death of her husband and how the children cope with that. And yet she's being charged with killing her husband with fentanyl. And the husband at one time prior to this believes that she was trying to kill him in the first place with drugs, and went and changed his will and his estate to have his sister oversee it, and his sister get everything, which would eventually go to his kids. And she didn't know that, so there's lawsuits back and forth about, you know, okay, you the family of Mr. Richens that died are suing the ex-wife, and the wife suing the Richens, and et cetera, to get her money, and what that she's claiming is her money, and it's all this mess that's going on. And right now she's in trial for the murder of her husband. Go ahead.
I was looking at that. I don't know that she's in trial. It is.
Yeah, no, she's in trial because I watched it.
I watched the preliminary trial.
Okay. Oh, no, I watched the trial. It's in trial. Now, they're not going on right now because somehow there's a break and it's taking longer. And that, but who's coming up next? The next witness coming up is the star witness, which is the housekeeper, right? And the housekeeper is the one that got the drugs for her. And so that's coming up. And there's an interesting thing, and I'm going to have Todd talk about this in a second. The interesting issue is about the plea bargain with the housekeeper that is in trouble for you know, facilitating this drug to be bought that's illegal. And apparently she has a, quote, dealer in Ogden, Utah that she talked to that brought this down. But here's some interesting things I found out, too. Number one, and I brought this up before, if she was so grief-stricken, according to what she claims after her husband died, that she, instead of planning a funeral, she went out and was looking at buying a $2 million home and was looking at homes, new homes to buy prior to his funeral instead of planning that. A few months after, she went on lavish vacations. She went on a vacation to Spain, Mexico. Now, she argues, well, our family went to Mexico all the time anyway. It's not a big deal. But here she is going on these extravagant vacations because their argument is money. It's about money. That's what the prosecutor's argument is. This is all about money. But she claims in this email that her husband had a long this affair with this individual, that he finally, you know, said he wouldn't, you know, like anyone else. She kind of points out anyone else. We went to counseling and worked it out, and yet, you know, apparently it didn't work out. So, and as my wife always says, why not just divorce him instead of killing him, right? You know, and again, she is these are all allegations. She's innocent at this point until proven guilty. But anyway, who's popping up as this star witness? That's the most critical witness. But go on and talk about this. Right now, she's wearing a tracking device, and the prosecutors, to get her to testify, saying, we're going to give you a deal and give you lighter sentence or lighter probation. And then the judge is kind of saying, well, wait a minute. I'm not going to agree to that until after the trial of the Richens trial as to what your agreement is with the housekeeper.
Which makes a lot of sense because all they discredit her. If she gets a lighter sentence before she testifies, then she gets discredited in the trial because, oh, yes, you got a lighter sentence for your testimony here. And it just seems like she's just testifying to get the lighter sentence.
Well, they do. It is on the table. It's still on the table.
But the question here is, does she get to take advantage of the lighter sentence before she testifies or after? And the judge's point says that, like, there's not going to be anything until she testifies. The judge's point is, I don't want to go ahead and because this has happened, give somebody a lighter sentence only to find out that the testimony really isn't much, it isn't strong, maybe they recant, they do all this, and somebody has now been let out for 3 months, they're a flight risk, you know, I'm going to make the person perform their part of the agreement first before I even consider reducing the conditions, the release conditions on probation.
But defense is clearly going to bring that up and say,
oh, yeah,
you have a lot of motive to lie here and not tell the truth, don't you? And do this, because guess what the argument is? And there's proof of checks written to the lady for a lot of money, the cleaning lady, for, quote, supposed fentanyl purchase. And obviously defense is arguing, no, that's for cleaning the business.
That's right.
Yeah, it was for cleaning
and
the
it
house.
Wasn't just cleaning house. She hired this housekeeper to clean different houses that she flipped. That was part of
that's
her
true.
Business. So in reality, a $2,500 payment is not a lot if you're working hard flipping houses and cleaning several different houses at a time.
Yeah, and that's a good argument for defense.
Yeah.
And I think the defense would argue that the looking for a new house after the death, before the funeral, could be, look, my husband died in the house. I don't want to go back and live in the same house where he died. I want to be in a new house. There are some people that just don't even want to go back to
it. All I
got to
say is buying fentanyl and then a text that says, I want some of that good Michael Jackson fentanyl right around the time that he dies. That's a pretty rough one to overcome. That's all I got to say.
You are correct.
And not only that, the searching on the computer that said looking for how much fentanyl you need to kill someone, but that's a little rough too. But, you know, well, there's arguments. She's still innocent until proven guilty. We come back. We got more to talk about, including Murdoch. We got more to Murdoch stuff.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show will continue after we take a break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
USA News Update. The scorching heat continues today throughout the Southwest. In Phoenix, residents can look forward to a brutal 117-degree day. In Las Vegas, residents are being told they should stay indoors to avoid the intense heat that could see Sin City reach 116. A large fire continues to burn in Riverside County, California.
Crews continue to fight the rabid fire that started on Friday night and has grown to more than 4,500 acres by this morning. 25 homes have been forced to evacuate, and the fire is only 5% contained. Crews are also dealing with extreme heat as excessive heat warnings are in effect, where temperatures could reach 105 degrees today.
Correspondent Ryan Baker says that fire burning in the Moreno Valley has forced several evacuations. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is stepping down as head of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate is expected to announce his successor on Sunday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No fun.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're going to clear something up that I was wrong and Todd and Denise were right on the Corey Richens case. Todd.
Yeah, so this whole thing that's going on is part of the preliminary hearing. She's not in trial yet, and the preliminary hearing is where the prosecution has to put on evidence before a judge or a magistrate to make a determination about whether or not there's enough probable cause for a case to go to trial. I'll give you an example. Let's say the defense has an alibi. It's a shooting case, and the defendant has an alibi. That would be a great defense to bring at a preliminary hearing, because you could say, Judge, it would be impossible for me to have been the person that committed this case, that committed this crime, because it happened in Reno, and I lived in North Carolina, and here are my receipts for staying there that night, and I flew in, and I was there the whole time, people can place me there. The defense can present an alibi.
Not really any evidence, though, right?
Well, you would have to present evidence of that. I mean,
I thought at prelim it was only the prosecution that got to present evidence.
Well, in most cases, however, the defense can present evidence if it goes to an affirmative defense, like an alibi, and not all affirmative defenses. I mean, you get some people that are like, well, it was self-defense, say, in an assault case. Well, all right, self-defense is ultimately an affirmative defense if the jury believes you, but it would be premature to have the judge at a prelim try to rule on that. It's got to be one of those affirmative defenses that I believe it's true and it makes it impossible for the crime to have occurred. You're not getting any of that here, but it is a preliminary hearing. And sometimes they do call more witnesses at a prelim to allow even the prosecutor to get an idea of, okay, how strong is this case really going to be? Right.
Yeah, and the reason I did that, I actually watched it on court TV, and I just didn't see, boy, and they do, they sound just like a normal trial, and I didn't look into it to see whether or not it was a prelim, but it is.
Yeah, they do, it is a mini trial, and they have to present evidence. Some jurisdictions, like in California, for example, the police officer can testify to what witnesses have said if he has direct knowledge of that. even though that would technically be hearsay, at a preliminary hearing, that first-level hearsay is admissible. Wouldn't be admissible at trial, but again, the hearing is only for the judge to make a determination if there's enough evidence that this could be.
And defense, do they have a right to put on their case?
Limited
just
right.
Just depends on what state you're talking about.
Yeah, if you have evidence that you can put on as the defendant that would constitute an affirmative defense that would negate the possibility that the crime could have even occurred, that the defendant could have done it, then you can. What the defense cannot do is treat the preliminary hearing like a deposition or to try to do discovery and to do all of that. If that's the case, the judge will shut you down. So that's what's going on in the state of Utah.
Well, let's talk about the state of the Carolinas and what the Murdaughs are doing. And I believe, I can't remember if it's North Carolina, correct?
South Carolina. Yeah.
Geez, I knew it was one of the Carolinas. What do we got here? I know we have, now, let's talk a little bit, Todd, you know more about this than I do. I've been in jail with clients and met with my clients in jail. Two questions. I know a lot of people have this. Clearly, it is recorded, right?
Yes.
When you go to jail, it's recorded, whatever the conversations are. When the attorney comes in and speaks with our clients, is that recorded?
Usually what happens, two things. Most jails, and again, I'm speaking just in the jurisdictions I've practiced. Most of the time, the jails have the phone numbers of the attorneys already logged into the system, so that if the client makes a call to a phone number of the attorney, they don't even record it or they delete it. This is a protected number.
Exactly,
so
it should
that.
Be, yeah.
And so there's not even a, we recorded it and then determined that it was not right. No, that just should not be recorded at all. The other thing is, when an attorney goes in to meet with their client,
right,
they go and they show their ID. This is an attorney visit. Everybody knows it's an attorney visit. They put you in a room.
A different one.
They'll have a surveillance camera there. If it's an in-person meeting, sometimes you're meeting through a glass, but if it's an in-person meeting, they'll have a surveillance camera for the protection of the attorney.
Right.
As we have seen, but there's no, should be no audio recording, nothing going on, because again, this is a attorney-client privileged communication.
Yeah, when I've done it, I've been on the other side of the glass, but they kind of put you in a special attorney's room that is not like family room, the family when they visit, because that can be recorded.
Yeah.
Well, it is recorded in most states.
It is.
Yeah, and what they'll do is, I mean, they have the ability to shut the recording off.
Right.
And so they'll just, okay, yeah, you're not here. Since the pandemic, a lot of the visits, even though you go to the facility, you're still speaking with the individual through a video camera. It's just, it's closed circuit. It's all in the same system. They just stay in their pod and go to their little video room, and then their family is at the video room out in the lobby. And so it's not really an in-person meeting with family. Those are all recorded.
I mean, you can't put your hand against the glass and say, I miss you.
Oh, you can.
No, but I'm saying he's saying it's a record. Some of them are.
You put your hand up to the camera. And,
it's a
you
camera
know,
now, is what he's saying. It's
they make sure that you don't do other things
on
camera.
All right. That's what's interesting.
Right. They can do that off camera, though.
I know nothing.
Don't they have what are they called?
Congenital.
conjugal. There you go.
Not all of them. Not everyone thinks that happens. Not necessarily.
Yeah, not all of them do. I have never had a client ask me to try to schedule a conjugal visit for him with his significant other at the local jail. That's never happened in my career.
Hmm.
All right, let's talk about Buster Murdaugh. That's where it all started. He goes to talk to his dad.
Yep.
And he basically, and this is just something to talk about briefly, and this is not unusual. I mean, that he goes in and talks to his dad. He says, hey, you know, basically says, hey, how's things going, buddy? And he said, I'm living basically in Hilton Head Island on South Carolina, which is a ritzy, nice area. But if you look up Hilton Head Island, there's a lot of low-end apartments there. And it's not all ritzy, the whole thing. But so the media is making a big thing about, wow, look at, he's bragging about, I live in Hilton Head while you're in jail here. I'm living the high life. Guys, just the media that's out there, that doesn't mean he's living the high life. I mean, he could be busting tables out there in Hilton Head Island. So
and look, even if he was living the high life, let's look at the evidence in the case against his dad. The evidence is that he tried to get a life insurance policy and then hired somebody to kill himself. so that the kid would have money to live. The last part of Alex Murdaugh's life, if you believe him, prior to going into custody, was to set up his son Buster so that he'd have something moving forward, right? And so I don't know that this is rubbing his nose in it, but the media, look, if the media saw me walking on water, the news story would be Todd Funen doesn't know how to swim, and they're just always looking for some way to stick it to Murdaugh here. I don't.
All right, here you go.
I don't know. The way they talked, though, it sounded like they were talking in code.
Well, the only thing they're talking in code in is tell my lawyer to call me, is what he was basically saying. Hilton Head Island, Hilton Head, South Carolina, $1,450 for a studio two bed studio. $1,500. There's some low end stuff there.
Look, that's the South. Okay, so all things are relative. I'll give you an example. I moved to Tennessee. Okay, I moved to Tennessee, and this was in 2007, when I was there. We rented a 4,000 square foot house that sat on 10 acres. It was a farm. My rent for that house, $1,350 a month. $1,350 a month in California during that same time period would have gotten me a fraction of that. So it's really, you got to look at where you're at.
You know what my first house payment was? $279.83.
Here we go. Don't get Cal started on this.
$279.83 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we're not going to start on
that. Can you believe it?
Let's awesome. Move on from
Mid-Thursdays.
This. We're getting into those. All right, White Sox pitcher Lucas Frost Giolito. How do you say it? Giolito. You're the baseball guy.
I think it's Giolito.
Giolito.
What she said.
Yeah, he's actually from Burbank, California. And he started out with the Washington Nationals, but he now pitches for the White Sox. Apparently a pretty dang good pitcher, is now getting a divorce, Denise. Is that?
Yeah, he's an all-star pitcher.
Yeah.
And his wife, they've been married for 4 years, and his wife actually filed in California. And, they said basically, it's mutual, we're going to move on, we're very happy to, be respectful of each other on all of this. And remember, in California, there's no process that you can do it together.
Yeah, and the main thing is, Denise and I, we'll talk about it later when we come back, but no, we won't. Let's go to Zeke Elliott. But when there's no kids involved, it's not so bad. I mean, not always. It's a lot easier. When there's kids involved, it can get messy, those divorces, right, Denise?
It can be messy whether there's kids or not, but it's all up to the people.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll talk about Zeke Elliott, his case.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and you can listen to us live on RadioLawTalk.com or on your live local radio station. Wherever you get us, it's fine with us.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Oh, come on.
This is no fun.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Coming to the light at the end of the tunnel. Those of you just hanging on and having a good time with us, we've got, actually, we're just going to blow through these last few important and really good cases. But Zeke Elliott is a star football player, correct, Todd?
That is correct.
And apparently he's settling a lawsuit. What's the lawsuit about?
Yeah, he's settling a lawsuit and looking for a team recently released by the Dallas Cowboys. Zeke Elliott has three dogs and the pool cleaner of his house filed a lawsuit against him for an incident that happened back in 2020, claiming that the three dogs, two bulldogs and a Rottweiler, the pool cleaner was bitten by the dogs, attacked by the dogs. Now, here's the interesting thing. This happened in Texas. Now, in the state of California, dog bite cases are strict liability. In the state of Texas.
What does strict liability mean?
It's liability that's strict. And so
it means basically that it's automatic.
It's an automatic liability.
It helps to explain it when you explain what the Texas rule is. Texas is one of the few states that adheres to what's called a one-bite rule, which is, well, if I didn't know my dog had dangerous propensities and this is the first time they'd bitten somebody, I can't be liable. It's a defense that somebody can bring. California doesn't necessarily have that defense because there's strict liability. You got a dog. Your dog bit somebody. You're responsible, right? Now, there are some exceptions. For example, if you own a dangerous, what's determined a dangerous breed or a, you know, and a Rottweiler would fall into that category. But this matter was set for trial, and Zeke Elliott was going to take it to trial, but they reached a settlement. And according to reports, the settlement numbers are confidential, but according to reports, he's going to have to pay a hefty sum out of pocket. And I'm curious to see what this will do with whatever negotiations he's having with teams, because like I said, he was recently released by the Dallas Cowboys, and if he has to pay on this settlement, he may be looking for a more immediate deal with another team, as opposed to thinking he has the luxury of putting it off. So, you know.
Wasn't there two cases brought against him?
There was another case that happened after. I'm not certain if the second case is resolved before this one or not. I think he had one case, one and case two happened at one. One happened first, two happened second, but I think two might have resolved before one.
Got it.
And because I can see why that would happen, because case number two would have been, well, wait a minute, you can't rely on the one bite rule because your dog already bit somebody here the first time. So that might have been an easier
I
one
see.
For him to resolve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not the same guy that got put in prison for dogfighting.
No, that's Mike Vick.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Okay, got it.
But Ezekiel Elliott, he was suspended by the league because he was accused of domestic violence back when he was at Ohio State before he got into the NFL. That happened earlier in his career. Oh. Everything was dismissed, and the NFL still suspended him for a half season.
All I've got to say is just be careful getting a Rottweiler. I know people, dog people, oh, that's ridiculous. Every dog, no. Rottweilers and pit bulls. A lot of you look, this is what you gotta understand. Look at your homeowner's policy. Oh, my dogs are covered. A lot of them have exceptions. Pit bulls, Rottweilers are not covered in a lot of them.
It's the dangerous breed exception.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Well, I was given a Rottweiler by a very good friend of mine.
Isn't it part Rottweiler?
It's part Collie. The dog is so sweet.
She's gorgeous. That,
there's a difference between a full-blown Rottweiler
and she loves cats, but she absolutely hates other dogs.
Yes.
But loves people and loves cats.
The problem
is, chases, like, the little lights on the wall and all of that like a cat.
Hey, put the crickets down. Do the crickets. Come on. Wake up back there. Put the crickets on as they're talking about the dogs and cats.
Fascinated by the LEDs on the wall. I couldn't help
myself. He's like, all right, there we go. All right. Look, this is an interesting thing. This is very interesting to me. There's a famous lawyer from the 70s and 80s named Howard Wiseman. And these lawyers down in Hollywood have represented these top Hollywood stars. And this guy has represented Michael Jackson, O.J. Simpson, Marlon Brando, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Justin Bieber, et cetera, et cetera. He died in April of 2021, and they're taking his name off the firm. And so apparently this guy was one of the original founders of the firm, and the family's upset that the name's coming down because of his legacy in Hollywood, et cetera, et cetera. But this is what I got to tell you, and I'm just going to be straight up with you, and I'm an honest, which I everyone's like, oh, why do you have to say that? People say, don't say that. That means you're not going to be this one. But here's the thing. Usually I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it, is it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, go back. Who's the Rat Pack? My kids don't know where they are. My grandkids don't know. It's like, oh, why do you take his name down? Well, because nobody really knows who he is. I tell you the truth, I didn't remember who he was until I read a little while, and I'm a lawyer for 31 years. You know, I don't remember who
he was. Can you imagine? Yes, I would like to set up with Mr. Fitzgerald. I'm sorry, he no longer exists.
Yeah, and so that's exactly right.
Well, the other point is, look at the client list you just read off.
They're gone.
O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson. You know, given everything that's happened with the Me Too movement and extending statutes of limitations for child sex offenses and all those kind of things, I don't know that that's necessarily a tick in the plus column for your marketing if you're the one that represented those people.
Yeah.
So, I get why they did it.
Yeah, and tell you the truth, it's like the names, things go by the wayside and you move on, right?
The family's upset because it's a legacy issue.
I know it's a legacy, but he's not a TikToker, so it's not important.
But the law firm has a business to run.
Right.
And they've got to do what's in the best interest of the business, their partners, and I think they're making the choice that is in line with what their interests are.
All right, Todd, what else do you want to talk about?
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern coach, was recently dismissed.
Football coach, right?
Yes, he was recently fired. Now, there was a long investigation conducted by an independent investigator hired to look into allegations of hazing within the Northwestern.
Did you put independence, I'm going to interrupt you, in quotes? Independent in quotes?
Yes, because unless it was hired by an outside firm, it was hired by the school, right?
Yeah, independent.
And so, And so they hire this, and the investigator, which was an attorney, she came back and found that, yes, there was hazing, but there was no evidence that the coach, Pat Fitzgerald, was aware of anything that was going on. And Fitzgerald claims that he met with the president of the school, and they, after reading the report, and they had an agreement that he would do a two-week suspension. And then learned through the news that the president of the school said, we're firing the coach because of this report. And now he has retained an attorney to claim wrongful termination that, hey, we had an agreement it would be this, and then you changed and it was that. And I think that there are issues on both sides. I get why they fired him. I get why he's upset that he was fired, and they're going to have to sort this one out. But it's just getting started.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a really dismal record.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 1 till 11.
Oof.
With 11 losses. It was like the worst in a really long time.
I mean, if I'm at the school, I'm saying, wait a minute, you were 1 and 11 for your record at school, so your coaching isn't really doing well. Why didn't you know about the hazing? Why didn't you? How is it that you were so far removed that you couldn't have known this was going on?
Yeah.
I see somebody from the school asking that question. We'll find out if that was a warranted question.
Yeah, the hazing shows low morale of the players, and then the season shows that they had low morale.
Should've known.
I don't know.
All right, Cal.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's Denise. Good job.
All right. I love this because now we get to hear your quick takes, what you took away from the show. And I guess, Fred, we'll start with you.
No, I want to go last this time.
Okay, all right. Very well. Denise, what do you think? Are you ready with your quick take?
I am.
Good.
You know, divorces don't have to be public nightmares. You can agree upon things and get through it and just move on, people. But you don't have to have a big, you know, goodbye party.
Todd Kunin, your thoughts on your quick take, sir.
I'm not worried about anything that happens to Elizabeth Holmes while she's in prison unless she served A&W root beer.
Good one.
Hey, on that same exact line of questioning, A&W root beer, oh my gosh, the vanilla lawsuit, this is making me thirsty. I think what I'm going to do on my way home today, I'm going to pull by a 7-Eleven and get an A&W root beer and just drink it and enjoy it before it loses the vanilla name. We appreciate you being here. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Join us every single Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, live. We'll see ya.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Bye bye, everyone.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.